Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Friday. We're live. We work on Good Friday.
Good Friday.
We're here because everybody else is working. TJ Miller is working.
Except the kids.
This weekend at the Funny Bone. Tonight and tomorrow night. He's going to be here in the studio later.
Stupid kids get the day off school.
Yeah. Stupid.
And they're grumbling about it on Facebook.
I know.
The hell does it matter to you?
I don't get it, man.
Well, you may have to change your schedule.
That's not what I see, though, usually. Yeah.
No, it's just somebody who has nothing, who doesn't have any kids.
Yeah, I see grumbling. That. I see that, too.
I don't have any kids.
When I was a kid, my dad beat my ass. That's my favorite meme on Facebook.
Yeah.
Sorry. When I did something wrong, my ass got kicked, and I was good. No, you probably weren't. I know a couple guys who got their ass beat a lot as kids, and they were bad kids. They end up being bad dudes, too.
Hey, we're idiots.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, my dad used to take a red-hot poker
right to my ass.
To my arms. He used to brand me.
And I learned to clean my room after that.
Now I'm a piece of crap, too.
And we're not exaggerating. We all see Facebook. And you see those memes all the time, just memes and comments. Remember when you were a kid, got your ass kicked for looking at your dad the wrong way? That's the way it should be. Yeah, that's great.
I think we got Good Friday off from school when I was a kid.
We didn't have spring breaks either. I didn't have a spring break, so we just got Friday, and like I think we had that Monday off.
Easter break was pretty much spring break.
Yeah, it was a couple days. That's all it was. It wasn't a week.
Yeah, it was Friday,
and
Monday.
By the way, I don't care that the kids get a week off now. It does not bother me. I'm thinking good for them. Wish it would happen when I was a kid.
I can see some parents bumming if both of them have to work and there's a daycare situation, blah, blah, blah. But you know, you plan for that. They tell you ahead of time.
Snow days is different.
Yeah, because those kind of take you by surprise.
Right.
This one shouldn't surprise you. It's there on the school calendar that they give you at the beginning of the year, if you bother to look at it.
You know, I got for Christmas a carton of smoke, said, smoke them up, son. Sorry, I'm quoting Breakfast Club. Sorry.
So, you know, they tell you that you shouldn't sit too long.
Yeah, you tell us every morning.
Oh, yeah.
And then
they tell you shouldn't stand so long.
I haven't heard that one.
I don't think they ever say that.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one.
Oh, that'll come out next.
Yeah.
That
will come out next.
You can't sit too long. You get the deep vein thrombosis or whatnot.
Yeah, I think a buddy of mine, I think, died that way.
Sitting?
Well, buddy of mine I went to high school with, I'm more friends with his sister, but we were in the same class. He was a West Point grad. But you know, about a year ago, he had a aneurysm in his heart sitting on his couch, lived in Ohio somewhere. But I found out later his job was he would fly all across the world for this oil company.
It's a lot of
sitting. And he sat a lot, yeah. And they think they might have blamed a little bit of that.
Deep vein thrombosis?
That's the story I got from his sister.
Yeah, so I've been, and I finally stood up a few minutes ago, and it dawned on me that, you know, maybe that's one of the positives of smoking. You're forced to stand up and go outside.
You're right, because I end up just sitting here.
I do.
And you smokers, you know, used to get up more.
I do.
I think it's still a counteracting kind of situation, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess you have to think that.
When I smoked, I went outside a lot more.
Absolutely.
I saw the outdoors quite a bit more.
Hey.
It's my best friend.
Yes. My best friend. Oh, we're best friends. We're live, by the way.
No, I think he was referring to
it. We're live. We're live. Oh, Kate. Hey, Kate.
Like I brought my wife, Kate's here.
You brought your wife.
Serious.
Colleen's here. TJ Miller, that's your.
Oh my gosh,
it's our best friends. We got meat for you. We got meat.
I thought he was talking about you. I thought you were the best friend.
He brought No, he said.
He's talking about Craig.
He walked in and said, I got my best friends.
Craig is my best friend.
Craig is now?
Yeah.
All right.
Because a lot of people get corny and they call their wife their best friend.
Yeah, Colleen's
I'd
with
say
us.
She is my best friend.
TJ Miller's with us, Kate. All right. I'm glad you brought your wife in.
How are you? I'm excited.
She's a very cool lady. We had a good conversation last time she was in town.
Hey, guys.
Sitting back in Colleen's office talking to you guys. How you been, brother?
Yeah, good. Yeah. I'm so glad to be back in Omaha.
Yeah.
All the shows are sold out. Last night was so fun.
Yep. Good stuff.
Just a real blast.
He got a full audience standing ovation.
There were four or five people that came up after me and afterwards and came up to me and said, I didn't stand up. I want you to know. And I said, well, that's great. I'm glad that you stood by. And they said, we didn't stand at all. We don't stand by anything.
How things, man? I know they're good.
It's been amazing. I toured 51 out of 52 weeks last year.
The stand-up thing is, and that's your original job. I get it.
I thought you were going to say all 51 states.
All 51 states.
Are you travel with them everywhere?
She used to tour and open, and she would open with some songs and a really absurdist. It was really funny. She kind of blew people away with, Hey Big Spender and those types of big classics. And then she did this very funny.
You did Hey Big Spender?
Yeah.
I love that song.
Me too.
That's such an old school song,
it's
man.
A lot of fun
which became a cigarette commercial.
What did was it? Really?
Yeah. No, what did that become? That became a commercial. That song, Hey Big Spender. Yeah. Remember that?
I do, but I don't know what.
I'm looking at you, Colleen, because we're old.
Oh, well.
We're older than TJ and Kate.
I want to say it was like Virginia Slim.
I think it might have been, yeah. But it was an original song, Hey Big Spender.
Yeah, and well,
from Sweet Charity, actually.
Was it from Sweet Charity?
Yeah.
She's really into the Fosse Verdon. FX show right now.
Is that out? I wanted to see that myself, believe it or not.
It's pretty great.
Is it good?
There are two episodes. I highly recommend it. It's really fun. Yeah.
Well, you're New Yorkers now.
Yeah, that's right.
Right up on that microphone.
Yeah, right up there. You're New Yorkers now.
Speak up, darling. I always have to tell her. Like,
talk like you're singing.
Be on the microphone there.
Well, not everybody's as loud as her husband.
That's not true! Okay, I'll ask you this right now. I know that you love stand-up, and that's your first love, and that's what you're doing right now. You're kicking ass, but we miss you on TV or movies. When can we see you again?
Well, I just did a Drew Barrymore film.
You haven't seen Deadpool 2 yet, have you?
No, I did. I finally saw it. It's good.
I'm in a movie with Kristen Stewart called Underwater, and that's going to be great. I've already heard that it's really, really good. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But as I'm sure Craig knows, Disney bought most of Fox, and so in that merger, there's this strange kind of. So we don't know where that's going to end up. It might be on Disney Plus or one of the streaming services.
Got it.
Or
get
a theatrical release.
What's that one? What's it about? The Christmas Story.
It's almost kind of like Cloverfield. It's a disaster movie, but we're all underwater miners. You know, like mining. You know, for fossil fuels and that sort of stuff. And
I think you told me about working with her last time you were in town.
Yeah. I mean, it's been.
Is she cool? Is she weird?
She's cool.
Okay.
She's really, really cool.
She's cool.
Right?
All right. Yeah.
It's
really cool.
It was sort of a big brother, little sister relationship that we got.
Okay.
You know, going in terms of the friendship. And she, it's, you know, it's a
Did she
scary
know your
movie.
Stuff ahead of time?
Was that?
Did she know your stuff ahead of time? Did she know you were?
Yeah, but she was very aloof and kind of like kept her distance because she's so, so famous.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's kind of, but she's very cool. She kind of has an entourage a la Wahlberg.
Oh, really?
And so, you know, I do okay with that, but that can be a little frustrating sometimes. But it was a great experience, and it's a really scary movie. I, of course, am doing the comedy in it. And,
that means you die? Don't tell us.
Don't tell us. And
you tend to die in those.
Yeah, I tend to die in a lot of films. But it's kind of nice.
But he has a bunny. That's fun.
I do have a bunny in Underwater.
And we decided against the ferret because I was holding the ferret and it bit me in the neck.
Which was great because I didn't want the ferret. No, it bit you on the chin, remember?
Yeah, it was attached.
So you're practicing with the ferret? And then you
They were like, we don't know if it's going to be a bunny or a ferret.
Right.
Did they check it for rabies?
And they wanted it for
ferret.
No,
I could possibly have them right now. I'd keep your distance.
Yeah. Don't let her bite you. Let her down it.
TJ would have it by now.
Neither
of you
She bit me this morning.
Exhibiting symptoms.
You,
hang on to your hat.
Sometimes she'll foam at the mouth, but I think that's mostly she's just upset that I won't take my shoes off inside. But the ferret. the ferret bit her right on the chin, and I didn't want it to be a ferret because right. there's a ferret in Alien.
Got it. Yeah,
and,
there is.
And he said, "Oh, I think it should be a ferret. I think it should." I said, "A bunny is so much funnier."
Yeah.
And he said, "Well, just try and hold the ferret. Just hold the ferret." So I'm holding it, and Kate's like, "I don't think it's a good idea." And then the ferret just bites her on the chin and left four little marks.
But really?
Awful for her, but it was great for both of us to say, we're not doing the ferret.
That's a good idea. That helped you get out of the ferret.
We were able to sort of use that to go, buddy. Right.
But you know, funny, and they should listen to you in the first damn place.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay. And this is a young director, but I'm excited about that film. And then I just finished a Drew Barrymore picture where she plays.
Is she cool?
Parts.
She seems cool.
She's great.
Great.
She's had a rough one because you think, okay, Kristen Stewart's so famous. Well, then you think, well, Drew Barrymore was in E.T.
She's been famous forever.
She's just been. She went to rehab when she was 13.
Right. You're addicted to cocaine at 12.
Yeah. And I even said to her, I said, you know, I just watched Firestarter again. I mean,
yeah.
What'd you think of that? Was that? And she goes, oh, yeah, those were the days. I mean, that was partying. And all. And I said, what do you mean? She's like, oh, cocaine and all this stuff. And I go, how old were you in that? She's like 7. It's real.
I couldn't imagine. Cause, you know, I've done that drug, but not when I was 7. I couldn't. That's just so crazy, life. What's so crazy is she turned out to be a strong woman.
She's really, really strong.
You got her crap together.
A good woman, to be sure.
And she hasn't put out a memoir yet, has she? She actually has a story to tell.
Yeah, she really does.
But it ends around
there. Does have a she does have a book out. I haven't read it.
My first 8 years.
Exactly. The first 8. That's
the
really
first
funny.
Eight.
But she, you know, she is very, very nice.
What's
very
that movie
smart.
About?
So she plays a sort of movie star that's fallen from grace and then you know, kind of leaves the limelight and her stand-in loses all of her work. So, you know, if a movie star no longer does movies, their stand-in.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And so it's interesting because she plays both the movie star and her stand-in.
Oh, okay. In
so
the
she's
movie.
Playing both parts.
Right.
And I really love that. And they did this makeup for her that. And it was very trippy. First of all, she was method acting.
Mm-hmm.
So she was playing the parts. So you had to call her by whatever name. She's either Candy, which is the movie star, or stand-ins.
Even off,
Paula,
even all on takes, okay.
All the time. And then I've never done that.
Yeah.
And we had this scene.
That would be
where,
even more annoying.
We're shooting the movie, right, exactly.
Yeah.
We're shooting the movie of, and yeah, and Candy, I play her manager. And
with
so
a bunny?
Candy hates right now. Yeah, no, I was forced to use a ferret because Kate wouldn't let it bite her again.
You play her manager, okay.
Yeah, I play her manager, and she hates her. The movie star, Candy, hates her manager, and Paula, the stand-in, really loves the manager and wants to be represented by him because she wants to be an actress. And so if I was working with her as Paula, she would be nice to me. Candy was mean.
Oh, and it's the same act? Oh, that's crazy.
Real. And the makeup was so good that we had the scene where she has a breakdown and somebody videos it and she throws an ashtray at me, but part of it hits this girl played by, I mean, it was a amazing cast, Ellie Kemper, who is the unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that scene, we're shooting a movie and the scene is about us shooting a movie where Candy, you know, has this breakdown and Paula is standing there. So when she's acting as Candy, her real stand-in in real life
right.
will play the stand-in. But when she's playing the stand-in, her stand-in in real life plays the
Ooh.
Movie star.
Whoa.
So she plays a stand-in, has a stand-in. And then I realized that the stand-in has to have a stand-in when she's working with Drew on the lines. Yeah. So it was just an absolute inception, being John Malkovich, weirdo situation.
Okay, got it.
And I kept seeing her stand-in, and I was like, she's not really doing anything, and she's so weird. And then and I talked to that stand-in for a little while, and she was really weird, but, you know, sweet girl. And then later, they told me that was Drew Barrymore. So the stand-in,
the makeup,
her
you didn't
stand-in
know.
Doesn't. She has a different nose, and she looks so different.
So even you didn't know
part.
Who you're talking
I
to.
I couldn't even tell. And she, but Drew had an actual real breakdown because, again, she's method acting.
Right.
And I'm used to doing comedy in a way where, you know, we get it done, we do the scene.
And you break, you break character right away.
I say, hey, let me rattle off like five. You know, in Deadpool, it's sort of, all right, I insulted him this way. Now let me talk about his Muppet penis and that sort of stuff.
Got it.
And I'll just rattle off two, three,
four. He goes method actor. How long are you hanging around, Kate?
I mean, it's kind of interesting, actually, for me. I think method acting is kind of cool. And he, in the beginning, was like, man, this is going to be so frustrating. And I said, I think it's going to be an awesome experiment. Just go with it, you know? It's kind of like a modern-day All About Eve, you know? That's kind of the movie.
All right.
And it was it was a weird experience, but I can't can we take it back and let me do that line again?
Are you still the comic relief in this?
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
got
it. But it's a weird, it's a strange movie.
Okay,
it's
got
not, it's like Already a Brother or something. It's not a big, like, glossy comedy.
You mentioned Malkovich being, Malkovich.
Yeah, so
what if
strange.
You were Ranger Jones all the time?
Yeah, how would you feel about that if I came home and I was like...
You know, he looks kind of cool in that hat.
Or Office Christmas
party. Oh, I didn't know that. I'll wear a Ranger's hat.
Office Christmas party or something like that.
I think that the character he plays in Office Christmas Party is really close to who he is.
Of all time? Of all the characters, you think that's him?
I don't know how to feel about that.
You know
that,
him better than we do, but I think that's about right, too.
He's got a big heart. He's not quite as dopey, but but he's as warm-hearted for
sure. I love not quite as dopey.
No,
he's dopey.
I know.
But not quite as dopey
I know
as
that movie. That it's been done, and it was done perfectly, Office Christmas Party, but since it was so big, why isn't there a two?
I would love to do
I
would love to do Office
just such
Halloween
a,
Party.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a big concept movie.
Yeah.
And with all the same actors making a bunch of money, and you're right, it would just change the holiday. It would change the holiday.
Yeah, I think Halloween would be so funny because nobody knows who anybody is in her masks.
Yeah, I'm sure Aniston would come back for that. Wouldn't she? Why not?
And also, she worked 10 days on that.
Really?
Nothing,
She did
She made quite a bit of money. I mean, in terms of, she was amazing, but in terms of, you know, how much she had to work, she came 10 days, and we had to shoot everything that she was in those 10 days.
Really?
So we would shoot at night, and then during the day, and then at night
Well, la-dee-da, just to have Jennifer Aniston in the movie.
Duty,
well, and also, TJ almost died from being in that Santa suit. You know the scene where he's in the Santa suit, and the cash is strapped to his, like, jacket underneath?
Yeah.
For in the beginning, like the first like 75 takes that they did.
Too hot? Was it too hot?
It was so hot. He was like dripping. There was a paramedic waiting in his trailer. And the SAG rep came up and was like, I'd like to introduce myself. Next time they cut, let's get him over here for a conversation. Like, he literally was just doing the rap until he almost died.
Well, I was so dehydrated that I had to get two IV fluid bags.
I was going to say.
Really?
Yeah.
So, shot that scene that many times.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was that hot and it's ridiculous. And then you watch the movie and it's like, 2.5 minutes. Like, all right, well, I hope it's worth it.
It is.
30 seconds.
Yeah, it's more. It really, it's not.
So they almost
hard.
Killed you there, but they wouldn't let you do the sled bite. You told us you wouldn't. They wouldn't let you do the sled.
Yeah, they didn't even let me do the sled.
Yeah,
bit.
And you wanted to do the sled.
And I kept throwing myself against the.
Who was your stand-in for the sled?
The cabinet. Kate likes that one.
Oh, I like the cabinet.
I would throw myself against the cabinet and fall over, and then I realized that they weren't going to use that part. They were just having fun watching me throw myself against the cabinet. But
fun.
I kept doing it because it was fun. Oh, Kate thought it was really fun. So
I like these inside stories Kate brings that you wouldn't bring up. I didn't know you almost died during
that's
Office
exactly
Christmas
right.
Party.
Yeah. She was actually my champion because you said to them, they said, well, we just need to do it a couple more times to get the shot. And she said, do you really want blood on your hands?
Oh, man.
Is that what you want?
She's
right?
a hard ass.
I mean, you really, she was a real hard ass.
I really was.
That's exactly right.
The producers didn't like me very much, but he's still here, so I win.
Yeah, you are. And but in the Drew Barrymore movie, she had an actual. So she's supposed to have a breakdown as this character,
right?
But because she's method acting, she had a real breakdown where you couldn't tell if it was about the movie or her life, because she started talking about my mother's made me, you know,
basically what happened in real life. Her mom was a bad, weird mom.
Act since I was in diapers, and I can't even go outside without the New York Post saying that I was out drinking with my gay friends when I was actually at home because I can't leave the house because I'm a shut-in because I'm so famous. And it just became, it was insane. And I couldn't, she wasn't saying the lines. So I can't then say my lines. So I just, luckily I'm an improviser, so I just had to kind of stick with it. And by the end of the third take, we could only do three takes because she was having actual mental breakdowns on set. And so in the third take, second take, I kind of almost hugged her and didn't quite know. And then in the third take, she just broke down crying and I just hugged her and she was just crying and talking to me as me, TJ Miller,
right.
The person who's dealt with all the darkness of fame,
yep.
But also the manager who can be good to you and can be the only person that sort of understands. And I had to change the character in those moments, but they called cut and Drew just held on to me and was just sobbing and sobbing and sobbing.
When's this coming out?
That was pretty weird. I think it'll be out in about a year, you know, and it's kind of a festival thing. But it's one of the directors from Silicon Valley, this girl, Jamie Babbitt, who's done The Marvelous Miss Maisel, which Kate loves. Mm-hmm. And she's done
a director from Silicon Valley that still likes you?
Yeah, I know, right, exactly. All the directors of Silicon Valley like
me. Oh, no, it's the creator doesn't like you, right?
No, the creator is Mike Judge. He was just the jerk from Curb Your Enthusiasm that they put in charge. Alec Berg.
Oh, that's right.
Boy. So you're still good with Mike Judge?
I'm still great with Mike Judge.
Oh, it's Berg.
We love him.
Oh, it's Berg.
Kate, we went shooting on Mike Judge's ranch.
In Texas.
And Kate was the only girl there, and she shot a bullseye with a 50 caliber rifle that Alex Jones brought. Try and beat that story.
You were shooting with Alex Jones.
Yeah, and Kate shot a bullseye with the first time that she shot the gun. And what was the guy's reaction? Do you remember?
They were just like, have you done this before? And I said, well, no, my father always promised to take me to the gun range when I was a kid, and he never did. And so they're like, wait a minute, this is your first time doing all this? And I was like, yeah, but I'm a ballet dancer.
And they were
they
like,
didn't get
what?
That at all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all these guys, these like big hunting guys, yeah. And they go, what do you mean you're a ballet dancer? Yeah. So they asked her to shoot again, and what'd you get that time?
Yeah, I mean, I did pretty well.
Another bullseye. Because they were like, this must have been a fluke. And then she shot. So then all the guys.
I was hoping
set up
you'd say Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Then
I didn't get a bullseye, but I got Alex Jones right in between the eyes.
And, I probably would have made the news.
But then we could have just said, well, it was just somebody paid to act like that dead Alex Jones.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. In a conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Even. Scumbag.
And you know that just quietly. Scumbag. Then all the guys. They set up exploding targets, and all of them had pistols and all kinds of guns, and they were shooting them, and nobody could hit anything, and so they started to get embarrassed in front of Kate, who, by the way, was just like throwing back a Lone Star beer and watching Mike Judge play the piano. She didn't even care. And but these guys are so embarrassed,
surreal.
They started walking towards the targets to get closer, and they couldn't shoot him until they were about 10 feet away. And it was such an embarrassing, emasculating thing for these guys. And Kate wasn't even, she kept looking at me going, look at how the 50 caliber, every time you shoot it, the fan moves around.
Oh, my God.
Because it was such a, what's it called?
The recoil.
The recoil.
Yeah.
The recoil made the fan that wasn't going start to spin around. I mean, and the bullets are the size of her head.
The bullets are the size of your Topo Chico.
Yes, that's right. Topo Chico!
Yeah, your drink right there.
So 420, guys. 420.
Jeez. 420 tomorrow.
Yes.
DJ Miller with us today.
I'll be doing a 420 matinee.
Yeah.
And so it's three shows tomorrow. And what are you guys doing for 420?
We'll tell you during the break.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.